Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Tech Talk time now at 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Victoria Keelan following this with me. All of us are into technology. There are some new pet collars because so many pets go missing every year. I know our friend Warren Eckstein, Victoria, is going to be very interested in this. And these are being used on dogs and cats. Is that it?
Yes, they actually now have GPS cat collars, and there are a whole bunch on the marketplace right now. But, you know, a staggering statistic that I found, over 10 million pets go missing every year in the U.S., and if your dog or cat is one of them, there's only a 10% chance you will ever see your pet again.
Oh, my God, really?
That's the most depressing thing besides Prince's death. That is just horrible. So GPS cat and dog collars are really important, and I know people don't want to spend a lot of money, but there are really affordable options. And if you think about what the alternative could be, then, you know, basic ones like made by Tracker, which clips onto the collar, starts at $30, and it comes with an app. There's no monthly subscription fee. It's just the price of the actual GPS tracker. And then there are new high-tech options that are coming out this fall where you can actually check in on your pet during the day. And it gives you data on your pet, how many hours your pet spends napping.
So, Richie, you can watch your dog sleep during the course of the day.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they do.
It tells you if your pet is exploring the house, napping, barking, whatever. So, and that's more of a high-tech option that's starting at $169, and that's the Nuzzle Collar, which is a really great high-tech collar that's coming out this fall. So lots of stuff in between, $30 to $169. You can find a price point pretty much for every budget. And right, keeping your pet safe is number one.
Yes, it is. That's a great idea. So we might post these things as ideas either on Facebook, I suppose. This would be an interesting Twitter. Well, how about if we do it? Didn't we set up an Instagram?
Yes, I believe that is happening. So all of this will be all over our social media.
All over. Everywhere.
Yes,
you name
everywhere.
It. It's like manure on the farm. It's everywhere. All right, we'll continue with a focus on Airbnb, redesigning its app in a moment here. Tech Talk time on Good Day.
Today on App Check, aqueduct, open gates and rearrange pipes to restore water flow. A little pricey at $3, but it's a really fun puzzle game. Aqueduct. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
There are now travel tips and recommendations for users when it comes to Airbnb. I was thinking about renting my house out in California, as a matter of fact, using Airbnb. Seems to be the preferred. Everybody's using it, no matter whether you're here or around the world. And then Meredith pointed out, well, what about your radio studio? What's going to be left of that after you? I thought, okay, I'll pass, thanks. So this is a new app. What do we have here?
Airbnb, which has been gaining in popularity over the last few years, they've redesigned their app. And so now it's kind of a one-stop shopping for researching vacation spots. You can find out how expensive it is to vacation in a certain spot. And the guidebooks, which is the newest feature, that's actually put together and curated by the Airbnb hosts. So they're really trying to create a sense of community. And it's, people are labeling it, it's a little hipster, but, you know, hey, it's cool. And you can get a great deal in some, most cases. You can stay at a house or an apartment cheaper than a hotel room. So Airbnb is really pushing to keep everybody on their app, and it's going after direct competition like Yelp and Lonely Planet and a number of other travel
Lonely
sites.
Lonely Planet, I never heard of that one.
Lonely Planet's a travel site. Yeah.
Really?
It's an app and a travel site. Yeah. I love Airbnb. I'm new to it, but I really, really like it. It's tough in New York City. It's outlawed, but in other places, it's great. I think Airbnb is here to stay for sure.
All right. So there's a new startup that's aimed at trying to tell or work over the problems that drones are presenting. New way to keep the drones and the planes from colliding after that incident at Heathrow last week. What's Do we feel better about this because we'll feel better about flying around?
This is a company called SkySafe, and I'm really encouraged by this because you and I, Doug, had talked just recently about the British Airways with the drone crashing into the plane. And in here in New York, they shoot birds to to keep them from colliding with planes. Yeah. So SkySafe is a great new company.
All right. Large clients want to protect your, not just planes, but office parks and other places. Mm-hmm. Where they don't want drones flying around. I don't want any drones over my place. I shoot them down. Blam, blam, blam. Thank you, ma'am. Blam, blam, thank you, ma'am. 59 after here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.